CRI News, I'm Alexander Orcott. China's premier is again urging international crews to step up their efforts in the hunt for the missing Malaysian Airlines flight. Search crews are now in a race against time, as the locator function on MH370's flight recorders is expected to lose power within days. Premier Li Keqiang made the comments following a phone call with Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott on Wednesday. The two leaders agreed to continue efforts to find the missing plane. A statement from the Chinese Foreign Ministry says the search is facing complications, but officials will not relax or give up. Premier Li also thanked the Australian side for its efforts in the ongoing search. After weeks of searching, no trace of flight MH370 has been recovered. Malaysia has announced it is treating the disappearance as a criminal matter, though it adds all passengers on board the plane have been cleared of suspicion. That leaves only the pilot, co-pilot and cabin crew as possible suspects in this case. Four Chinese workers have died in Ecuador. The Chinese embassy has confirmed the workers were killed in an explosion at a hydroelectric station that is currently under construction. The remains of the victims were discovered following a five-hour search. No other casualties have been reported. The Sopladora hydropower station, one of the most important hydroelectric projects in Ecuador, is being built by the Gojoba Group, a Chinese construction and engineering company based in Wuhan, capital of Hebei. The cause of the explosion has not yet been determined. Ukraine's ousted president is warning against holding a hasty election, saying it could further destabilize the situation in his home country. Viktor Yanukovych made the comment on Wednesday in an interview on Russian TV. He questioned the legitimacy of planned presidential elections coming up in May and proposed holding a referendum on turning the country into a loosely knit federation before holding any further vote. Yanukovych also told viewers that constitutional reform is the only way to deal with the feeling of discord across Ukrainian society. Ukraine's parliament ousted Yanukovych on February the 22nd. Early elections have been called for May the 25th. The UN Secretary-General is calling for more countries to join the arms trade treaty. Ban Ki-moon made the appeal on Wednesday, the first anniversary of the adoption of the treaty by the 193-member UN General Assembly. However, the treaty has only been ratified by 31 member nations. 50 countries must sign the actual document before it can officially go into effect. Ban says the treaty for the first time sets global standards for the transfer of weapons. While marking the anniversary of the vote by the General Assembly, Ban stated his deep concern that civilians continue to be killed or maimed in targeted or indiscriminate attacks with weapons that should never have been in the hands of the perpetrators. The area around Cairo University in the Egyptian capital has once again been targeted for violence. A newly identified extremist group called the Soldiers of Egypt has claimed responsibility for a series of explosions in the area on Wednesday. The group released a statement saying its three bomb attacks are part of a retaliation campaign against criminal security forces. The group is believed to be among the supporters of the ousted Islamist president, Mohamed Morsi, forced from his brief tenure in office by mass street demonstrations. Morsi is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, a group that was banned after his ousting by the military. One of the explosions on Wednesday killed a security official and injured five other people. Mortar attacks in Syria killed 12 people on Wednesday. At least 40 others have been wounded. Media reports say the attacks happened in the capital, Damascus, and in a southern province. The worst attack happened in a suburb south of Damascus. 8 people were killed and another 34 injured. Targets appeared to include a highway and a police hospital. The intensified mortar shelling against government-controlled areas in Syria coincide with a fierce battle between government troops and armed militant groups in Damascus's eastern suburb of Jobar, a hideout for rebels against President Bashar al-Assad's administration. The three-year Syria crisis has resulted in the death of more than 150,000 people, and millions have been displaced. A UN report states that cancer levels are likely to remain stable in the area around Japan's damaged Fukushima nuclear power plant. The report from the UN Scientific Committee on the Effects of Atomic Radiation finds there should be no discernible change in the future cancer rates and hereditary diseases as a result of the 2011 leak caused by the twin earthquake tsunami disaster. Nevertheless, it notes there is a theoretical possibility that the risk of thyroid cancer among the group of children most exposed to radiation could increase, though the situation will have to be monitored. Thyroid cancer is a rare disease among children, and their normal risk is very low. For CRI, I'm Alexander Rorcott in Beijing.